Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
If you had the Lakers winning the NBA championship this year, you are a loser. They're done. Welcome in the beginning of another night of the Ben Maller Show, the funeral of the Lakers, as we are in the air everywhere, eyeball to eyeball, as we are. A beast of burden, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and bluntly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the ball, the money ball of Gaul, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Queen Roxanne, who now works the dreaded day shift, says even though she's working the day shift, that's a lot, 10,000. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be in our lead this hour. Let's not waste time with anything other than the story of the night here. From the Rocky Mountains, it was Last Chance Saloon for LeBron and the Lakers. You either win the game or it's curtains and you're ejected from the postseason. Now, if you did not watch, and based on the email feedback I get, you aren't watching, but don't worry. I am. I got nothing else going on. I sit on my fat ass every night. I got games on. And so it's our good mitzvah. So here's how it ended. Jamal Murray. Now, he had 32 points. That's a lot, right? 32 points is a lot. We were told he might not even play in the game. There was very dramatic reporting of a calf injury, strained calf. Will he play? Will he not play? I didn't spend much time worried about that, but others did. More importantly, though, at the end of the game, game on the line. LeBron makes a couple foul shots. Nuggets get the ball, 26 seconds to go. And Denver on offense, they go down the two-man game with the Joker and Jamal Murray. And then the game-winning dagger with 3.6 seconds on the clock. And that's it. The reigning NBA champion Nuggets have decommissioned LeBron and the Lakers out of the playoffs yet again. A gentleman's sweep this time, 108-106 the final. as it's curtains for the Lakers. The Nuggets will now move on. They will play Minnesota in what should be a very compelling matchup. Maybe not for our purposes, but if you just like watching basketball, seems like that would be a pretty good series to watch, assuming that we don't get the official interference and the other meddling that normally happens in the NBA product. But that's a conversation for another day. The better story is in the losing locker room. So what is your knee-jerk reaction? Knee-jerk reaction to LeBron James and the Lakers being jettisoned from the postseason by Denver. So I've got the Orchid Man, Trap Door, and Hawaiian Luau. And we will combine all of these random things together, and we're going to make a cheesy hat, which Lorena is wearing. She's got a cheesy hat on tonight. All right, so A, I loved the agony factor. If you had said, hey, how do you want this thing to end between the Nuggets and Lakers? What is the most possible painful ending? Now, it would have been more painful if this had been Game 7. Right? That would have been better. But I didn't want to even mess around with the Game 7. So for my purposes, this was poetry in motion, watching Jamal Murray. And I'm not even a Nuggets fan. All right, I have issues with Denver since I ate those Rocky Mountain oysters a couple years back after the Clippers and Nuggets played. But that's a different conversation again. So here's the deal. Listen, in terms of agony, heartbreak, all that, the Lakers in every one of these games, you thought, well, they got a shot to win. Every one of the games, right? But what happens? Bad teams lose close games. Worse teams blow leads in playoff games. The Lakers had a lead in every single game at halftime. They were leading halfway through the game. And then they got on and rode the vomit comet down the stretch, most of the time in the fourth quarter. So strike up the band. La-la-la-la! La-la-la! Hey! Goodbye! See you later, LeBron! See you later! The house of cards. They could not handle the Joker. You see what I did there? Yeah. All right. Anyway, unable to execute on both defense and offense. Missed foul shots in the game on Monday night here. But that was a Rhodes Scholar performance in clutch basketball by Jamal Murray, who was the Orchid Man, exterminating the purple and gold from the postseason, the pests that they are, and keeping pests in their place. Jamal Murray, good job by him. Denver did not even play their A or B game in most of these matchups. They didn't. That's how far ahead the Nuggets are than the Lakers. And everyone that knows basketball knows this, that Denver did not even have to play top-notch basketball to beat the Lakers. That's how inferior the Laker franchise is at this point. Jokic, give me an example. He had seven turnovers in the game. Seven! Seven turnovers in the game on Monday night, and it didn't matter. Nuggets, just they're toying around. It's like Play-Doh. The Lakers were like Play-Doh for the Nuggets. They're like, hey, what are we going to do? How do we want to win? Okay. All right, now, turning the page. The drumbeat has grown louder that LeBron James has played his final game as a member of the Purple and Gold. There was a report early in the day on Monday that said LeBron, that was going to be his last game as a Laker. That was it. Now, LeBron was asked about this, and here's what LeBron James had to say. Here's LeBron James' commentary asked about whether or not he'll be back, the future, all that. Take a listen.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh! Appreciate it. He's gone! He's gone! Oh, my God, he hates the Lakers. LeBron James just spat a loogie in Jeannie Buss's eye. He hates the Lakers. If you want to stay with the Lakers, you say, I love it here. I don't want to play anywhere else. I worship Kobe Bryant and Magic Johnson and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He didn't say, play it again. Play it again. I want to hear it
tonight,
again.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
No!
Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. He hates him. He hates him. He can't even wear the color purple anymore. My God. It was, oh, what a dagger. Play it again. Play it. I want to hear it again. Play
tonight,
it.
Was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that.
Oh!
Appreciate it.
Wow. You know, if somebody comes up to me and says, hey, are you you going to do another show for Fox Sports Radio? Yes. Of course, I have bills to pay. But I'm not going anywhere. All right? I love it here. I love every cockroach in the hallways. I can't get enough. But LeBron? Nah. I'm not going to answer that question. That sounds like a man who's already checked out. That sounds like a man who's checked out. So how do the odds look on LeBron James? All kidding aside, how do the odds look on LeBron and his future with the Lakers? Now, that doesn't sound very good. Wow. So Maller's Sportsbook line. Maller's Sportsbook line on LeBron leaving La La Land. I'm going to set this at minus 225. Now, if you're not good with math, that works out in Maller math to about a 70% chance that LeBron is done. And I might have to up those odds after what I just heard. But I'm going 70% on the Maller odds on this. And here's why. The Lakers are what's known as a faux contender. They're not legit. LeBron knows that. Anthony Davis is Humpty Dumpty. And that's we saw it. He looked like he stepped on a landmine when he hurt his shoulder. You would have thought he had been died, and he stayed in there. It wasn't very effective from that point forward. But that's a typical Anthony Davis performance. He teases you, and then he vanishes. How many times does he have to do it before you say, okay, that's who he is? So LeBron knows that. And the rest of the roster, it's a hodgepodge of nothingness. The players that are just generic NBA players. LeBron's contract, though, here's the key part. It has a trap door, and that allows him to become a free agent. And that's why it's obvious LeBron, he didn't say, I want to stay, right? That clause combined with the possibility that Bronny, who sucks, by the way, who's a backup on a bad SC team in the Pac-12 when that conference used to exist last year, but Bronny James will likely be drafted because of his daddy, right? That's just like people in Hollywood get jobs in movies because their parents were famous actors. And so LeBron's kid's going to be drafted, and that'll allow LeBron to exit stage left. So I was texting some people during the day because I saw this story that LeBron was likely to leave, and a little birdie who may or may not have a phone and may or may not know people, said, keep an eye on the Alamo. Keep an eye on the Alamo. Now, I responded, why the hell would LeBron want to live in San Antonio? That doesn't make any sense. But from the NBA marketing perspective, the Spurs have Wemby. He's on the launching pad. He's the next big thing, right? It's like the passing of the baton. And certainly he's a different type of player, much different than LeBron. But that setup, and the Spurs have a couple of high second-round picks. Bronny James projected to be not drafted, but some say he'll be a second-round pick. And so if you take Bronny James, you get LeBron, you sell tickets. More importantly, you get primetime TV matchups. And the NBA would love to have LeBron prop up Wemby even higher. And you know, we know LeBron's buddies with the lunatic Greg Popovich. And they add a little razzle-dazzle. So that does make sense. Whether LeBron wants to live in San Antonio is a different conversation. But as I've been told many times, if you've got a lot of money, there's a Beverly Hills in every city. There's a really nice part of town in every city. The one I'm looking at is New York. The Knicks have a good team. Jalen Brunson, though, is the alpha. I don't know that Brunson would want to futz around with LeBron, but the Knicks have a couple of late first-round picks. And would LeBron go to New York? He had a chance a couple times in his career, and he passed on the Knickerbockers, but that's an interesting one. All right, last word quickly. Where do things sit with Darvin Ham as coach of the Lakers? Where are things looking for Darvin Ham? And here, in fact, we have a little Darvin Ham here. Here is Darvin Ham commenting on what's been like for him the last couple of years. Take a listen. Let's go to the audio tape.
It's tough. I my mind's all over the place right now, so that's a great question, but maybe at some point later on I give you an answer. It's been a hell of a 2 years, though, I tell you that.
Yeah, he sounds like he knows he's toast also. You had Anthony Davis call him out saying the team is not coached well. That was Anthony Davis. My favorite was D'Angelo Russell eating snacks on the bench while the Lakers are playing. Hey, I like eating snacks too. My God. But Darvin Ham is the favorite to be thrown overboard. If you look around, the Lakers outplayed down the stretch, outcoached in the second half and the fourth quarter of these games. And by the book would say Darvin Ham will be roasted like a pig at a traditional Hawaiian luau, that's going to happen. Now, there is a scenario where Darvin Ham continues on as the coach. The easiest way for him to escape the boiling cauldron would be for LeBron to hit the eject button and go somewhere else. And then that would give the Lakers a path to say, well, we don't want to change everything. We want to keep Darvin Ham around, and we're not going to, you know, you hit the reset button with the roster, but we want to have some continuity with Darvin Ham.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
A lot of noise about that Heat culture. You don't hear as much about it when they play the way they did on Monday night. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, face to face, as we piddle away the time, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and candidly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the buzzer beater, as we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Easy from Miami likes that number 10,000. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be as we continue our in-depth team coverage of the Pro Bouncy Ball Playoffs. The Lakers have been eliminated, the Denver Nuggets doing the honors, but what about the eastern part of the bracket? And we head now, our lead from South Florida, Boston. Would they get her done? Would they get her done? Well, yes. They now have a chokehold on their matchup with the team from South Florida. If you didn't watch, maybe not, someone named Derek White, we're told that's a guard, played pretty well, I would say. He had a career-high 38 points, 22 of them in the first half. Miami had a couple of leads early in the game, first quarter, and then turn out the lights, the party's over. The Boston basketball team led by as many as 28 points in another laugher as the top-seeded Celtics flexing their muscles there against the Miami team without Jimmy Buckets. As they have a 3-1 lead now, one win away from advancing out of the opening round of the playoffs and jettisoning the Heat out. White was 15 of 26 from the floor, 22 points in the first half, 16 in the second half, 8 of 15 from behind the arc. The Celtics win in Miami for the sixth consecutive time, and they now improve their last 17 games in the Heat arena. They're 14-3 on the Heat floor there. But was it a costly victory? The subplot, more interesting than the game, there's not much to break down of a game where the Celtics led by 28 points, but Kristaps Porzingis, that's where the story is. Porzingis going down. Down goes Porzingis. In the first half, the team said, it's not that big a deal. But he did leave the arena in a bootie, in a walking boot. He had the boot. It's a right calf injury is the way that it is being described. So let us discuss, how should the Celtics feel about the Kristaps Porzingis calf injury and the fact that he left the arena in a boot? So I've got cardboard, bare necessities, and the ABCs. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make a nice banana hammock is what we're going to make. All right, so number one.
Number one.
It's broken. The thing broke.
Number one.
Stop. All right. Anyway, here's the deal. This, for the Celtics, is a dicey situation. Now, I don't want to be overly dramatic, but this has always been the fear. When you acquire Kristaps Porzingis, it is a double-edged sword. When he plays, he's often very good. He's also soft, but when he plays, he's very effective. He fills up the box score. He's a stat accumulator. You feel pretty good about that. But you know you can't depend on him. He's the Boston Kawhi Leonard. He's the Boston Anthony Davis. He's that type of ball player. He's fragile, right? And you look out right now, and you look out at the hoop Serengeti, and you look at the landscape, things could not have broken better for the Celtics. They were already the top team in the Eastern Conference. It's like Moses and the parting of the Red Sea, or in this case, the Eastern Conference. I don't think that was in the Bible. But every single threat in the East has been downgraded. Every one of them. The Bucks right now are without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Dame Time, and they have Doc Rivers as their coach. Strike one, strike two, strike three. They're pretty much toasted. They're going to lose the Pacers. The 76ers have Joel Embiid, who's got issues. There's other injuries there. The Knickerbockers, without Julius Randle, he's out. Key parts of both those teams. Gonzo. The Cavs and Magic are not on the same level talent-wise as the Celtics. The only thing that can take the train off the tracks and derail the Celtics is the cardboard. And if you look at the back of the basketball card for Kristaps Porzingis, it tells you what the future holds, right? It is a matter of when, not a matter of if Porzingis goes down. It is possible that Porzingis comes back and this is a minor thing and it's no big deal and he comes back and plays again soon. But you know, even when he comes back, if that's the case,
this is lurking like a snake in the grass, like a python that will come out there and bite you. The fragility of Porzingis here. Let's hear from Sleepy Joe. Let him play Joe Mazzulla. Here's Joe Mazzulla on the Celtics and the way they were approaching things without the unicorn.
Nothing changes. Bringing the same mindset, intentionality, toughness, details to the next game, regardless of who's available. It doesn't matter. There's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs. You know, all year we've had guys step in and play. So most important thing is execute the game plan and bring the mindset and the toughness it takes.
Well, he was lying. If he thinks there's no difference between the regular season and the playoffs, all you need to do is actually watch a regular season game as opposed to the playoffs. That's all you need. So throw that away. All right. Now we head, page two, we head to Wisconsin. We mentioned you don't fear the deer. There's no fearing the deer at this particular point. It's popped up on our radar here. The Bucks, while they have not yet been eliminated, that'll happen soon, and we will do a full dissection of the good doctor, Doc River. But they haven't been eliminated yet. They're about to be eliminated by the Indiana basketball team. The Hyenas are out circling as scavengers, trying to pick away at the flesh of the deer. And some chatter around the NBA that the Milwaukee star Giannis Antetokounmpo, the teams will be looking to poach him from the Bucks after the Milwaukee team is eliminated. And that there's teams that have stockpiled many draft picks over the last couple of years. Like, for example, a team in Oklahoma City, for example, and others that would look at Giannis as someone they would like to get because he's got 3 years left on his contract, so he can't escape. He's a captive audience for whoever acquires him. So the question, the Greek Freak, would he look for an exit out of Milwaukee? Is that something or nothing? The possibility of the Greek Freak, he would have to sign off on it. You're going to trade for a guy if you don't want to play there, but would he sign off on it? So is it something or nothing? So it is absolutely something, and this goes back to the bare necessities of the NBA, those guiding principles of player migration. Giannis Antetokounmpo, right, famously said, remember, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, it was last year, Giannis came out, the Bucks were a good regular season team, and they gagged in the playoffs, and Giannis came out, I think they lost to Miami, he said, there's no failure in sports, there's just good days and bad days, is the way he framed it. So that's a guy that's not too worked up about his team sucking. He's not too concerned about that, about them choking, needing the Heimlich maneuver. And the fact that he's under contract for several more years, it would be a shock if he approved a trade to another small market situation. You think he'd want to go to a more high-profile situation. I got a text during the day. I was texting about LeBron and where he's going to end up as a possibility of leaving the Lakers. And then Giannis's name came up with some people I was texting and said, well, that's the guy. LeBron's going to leave the Lakers and Giannis is going to go to the Lakers. I said, that's just what I need. That's just what I need. Like a migraine headache. That's what I need. All right, final point. We pinwheel to Arizona. The collateral damage, the autopsy on what was supposed to be a super team, the Suns. A lot of chatter there. Bradley Beal. Now, he said that this is not a one-year experiment, that the super team is not a one-year situation. However, there's a lot of smoke. There's a lot of smoke out there that Kevin Durant is eyeing Miami. And then Devin Booker's name has popped up. That's not a surprise, the Knicks, although I think our former morning guy, Stephen A. Smith, is trying to speak that into reality. Toss-up question. More likely to be moved. More likely to be moved, Kevin Durant or Devin Booker. More likely to be moved. The arrow on this one is pointing towards KD. That the arrow is obviously at KD. Now, I do see a dimension where Devin Booker is traded. But KD's the obvious answer to that question, and that's where the money should be. Regardless, Phoenix has a cacophony of moves that they could make at this point, even though they don't have any draft picks for the foreseeable future. Who gives a rat's ass about that? You just get them when they're good, when they prove they can play. Then you get them. If you're a high-profile team, you can get those guys. And so that's the way that works. But the ABCs, A would be the basic move. The basic move for the Suns would be to whack Frank Vogel. Change the coach, blame him, bad job by him. The B part of this would be mid-level. That would be repackage Kevin Durant, get some young players around Devin Booker and Bradley Beal, and make Booker the centerpiece, the center of the universe, and then you get a few draft picks if you like that kind of thing. You get all horny for draft picks, you can be excited. Now, the C part of that is the complex part of that, which would be to say bye-bye to Devin Booker. And then you're betting on an older player in Kevin Durant. You're betting on him being able to have several more productive seasons. And all of this, the way it works, and I'm not wrong. I'm never wrong about this part of it. The way it's being negotiated right now. These things are going on right now in the back alleys of the NBA. That agents and associates are working, the middlemen are working out the logistics on where they want to play, and then they're working. The players, it's a players' league, right? We hear that every year. The players decide where they want to play. If Durant wakes up and he gets on his burner account on Twitter and or X or whatever, and he sees how negative people are, he's like, oh, I don't like the negativity. I want to go somewhere else. Get me out of here.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. Are you ready? This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And we bring in the Coop Daloop, Justin Coop.
It is being reported that Drake May will have every opportunity to compete to be the starting quarterback for the Patriots on week one. Ben, do you think he'll be starting week one?
Coop, have you seen the depth chart of quarterbacks for the New England Patriots? If he doesn't start, that is a failed draft pick. Here's who he's competing with. Jacoby Brissett, Bailey Zappe, and Joe Milton. He was the number three pick. They have a blank space on their bingo card, the Patriots. They don't have a quarterback. He better start right away. Why bother getting a top five pick if you can't play the player right away? It makes no sense. Next!
Yesterday, you talked about Joel Embiid getting upset about Knicks fans taking over in Philly as Jalen Brunson heard MVP chants. Ben, do you think Brunson actually should be in the MVP discussion?
No, but both Knicks fans and Sixer fans are unbearable. Jalen Brunson is a good player. He was not MVP worthy during the regular season. But that does not change the fact that the fans are insufferable. The Knicks fan and the Sixer fan, both of them. But I like Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson's made me look like a donkey. I didn't think he could repeat what he did with the Mavericks. And he's been better than he was in Dallas. And kudos to him. Good job by him. I didn't think he could do it, but he has. Next!
If you follow sports on social media, you've surely seen many comparisons of Anthony Edwards to Michael Jordan. Then you have another contingent that says it's way too early to make those comparisons. Ben, is it too early?
Well, here's the problem. You would have to have the brain the size of a squirrel to think that anyone will touch the rarefied air of Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan was a cultural phenomenon with the Chicago Bulls. Everything lined up perfectly. He came in after Magic and Bird, and he had the Nike marketing machine. And while I enjoy watching Anthony Edwards, he has none of that, right? It's impossible. There's no comparison. Can he be Kobe Bryant, or can he be Tracy McGrady or somebody like that? Yeah, sure. But not Michael Jordan. No, that's ridiculous to say Michael Jordan. There it is, Mallard to the third degree. How did we do?
You passed us it in.
That is right. Lorena, I got it right. I got it right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, let's welcome in our contestants real quick. We have Jacob in Delaware. We don't need to play the image. Jacob, what's going on, Jacob?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man, you want to play this Mallard's Mound of Money? Yes?
Yeah, sure.
All right, what are you up to in Delaware there? What do you got going on?
I'm on a bread route. I'm running to my sewers now.
Okay, all right. Well, can you give us a little attention? We don't want you to be distracted and not do well. We want you to do well.
No, you're good. I got you.
All right. Who do you want to partner up with? You got me, Ben. You got Eddie or Coop?
I'm going to play with Eddie.
All right. Well, you're going to lose. So, fine. Hold on. And we have Mark in Denver. Hello, Mark.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Mark. You want to play the game, right? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Very good. You're going to play the game. What are you up to this morning, this hour? Are you celebrating the Nuggets win still? Or are you still?
Oh, no, not really.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
No.
Yeah.
Not a Nuggets fan. No.
Are you working?
No. Right now, no.
Nah, you're just hanging out. I got you. Yeah. All right. Well, you're going to play the game. You want to play with me or Koopaloop? Who do you want to partner up with?
How about you?
Okay. All right. Me. What is my name?
What's that?
What's my name?
Big Ben.
Oh, look at that. He knows who I am. All right. Very good. Coop, what are the categories quickly, please?
All right, gentlemen. This is the Kirsten Dunst edition of Mallard's Mountain of Money. She turns 42 years old today.
Oh, my God. So old.
Yes. Kirsten Dunst. All right. Well, the categories are...
It's a bad sign, but it's all right. It's
the fine. Categories are Jumanji.
Jumanji.
Dick.
That was a movie, not a typo by the Falcons.
That was penis.
Spider-Man and Civil War.
Jacob,
you were on first. Which category would you like?
I'm going to play Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, all right.
All right.
And Mark, you've got Jumanji, Dick, or Civil War?
Dick.
All right. He picked Dick. All right. Very good. Everyone hold on here. We will have in its entirety, don't hang up or you're out of the game, Mallard's Mountain of Money. We'll get to it and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Mallard Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. Now, Mallard's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
Right to the game we go. Eddie, you are up with Jacob. Is Spider-Man category? Yes, Coop. Let's get right to the game. These athletes all messed around with Mary Jane. We'll put 45 seconds on the clock. Yes, and we're on our way. Go.
Lakers Hall of Famer, famous for the skyhook. The answer for the 76ers. Hall of Fame wide receiver Megatron.
Calvin Johnson.
Only Bears quarterback to win a Super Bowl. A Hall of Fame, or not Hall of Fame, but Heisman Trophy winning running back out of Texas. Played for the Saints and Dolphins. Yes. Former World Series winning pitcher for the Giants. Had long hair. Number 55. NBA player out of UConn. Played for the Portland Trail Blazers.
Oh, Eddie, did not work out for you. How many did he get, Coop?
I got all of them except the last two.
Well, that's not all of them.
Yeah, so except for the last two. So whatever, okay. 340 minus 180.
160.
All right, are you ready, Mark? All right, these athletes, are you there, Mark? Hello, Mark. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here we go. Are you there, Mark? My guy's not there, Eddie. What are we doing?
Listening to a commercial, though.
No, that was Jacob. Mark, are you there?
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show.
The best of the best.
What the?
I didn't even know I did that imaging, Eddie. I had no idea. Oh, my God. This guy's so confused. He's listening to, he's on the live show, and he's listening to a best of show.
Mark, hello.
Hello, hello, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Oh, my God.
Are you there, Mark?
This has never happened, Eddie. This is crazy.
Where did he go?
He called into the live show, and he's like, listen to the damn Best Of podcast. I don't know what to do.
Is he talking?
He's listening to the stupid Best Of podcast. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, my God. I mean, this is unbelievable. I've never had this happen, Eddie.
We've got Sean from North Dakota.
All right, we'll hang up. Let's go to Sean. Enjoy the podcast. Thank you for listening, Mark. Sean, are you there, Sean?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, yeah. That was weird. All right, here we go. What category am I doing? I'm doing the dick category. How appropriate. Okay, because that guy was a dick. All right. But
Richard.
He won't hear that, Eddie, until he hears the podcast, which will be the best of podcasts maybe a couple days. All right, here we go. These athletes are or have been considered rude. Are you ready? All right, here we go. The Slim Reaper.
Plays Kevin Durant.
Yes, wide receiver for the Steelers. He played with Tom Brady in Tampa, walked off the field doing somersaults.
Antonio Brown.
Yes, no tip in blank. Michael Jordan's teammate with the Bulls in the 90s.
Dennis Rodman?
No, small forward. How about a female NASCAR driver? Used to get in a lot of accidents a few years ago.
No. Danica Patrick?
Yeah, there you go. All right, second baseman for the Giants. He was Barry Bonds' teammate. Bonds and him, they were both jerks.
Jeff Kent.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. Linebacker for the Patriots. All right, we didn't get that last one. But you,
you got the lead, yeah. 170 points. Jacob and Eddie are back up. Jacob, do you want Jumanji or Civil War?
Civil War.
All right. These athletes were involved in fights with their teammates. 45 seconds on the clock. Begin.
All right. Former NBA player. His initials are the same as a Hall of Fame NFL player that killed his wife, just died. His last name, also another word for what you'd put on a sandwich.
You're cheating.
OJ Mayo?
Yes. Linebacker for the 49ers, Raiders, and Broncos. A dirty player. He spit in J.J. Stokes. What? Yes.
All right. It's over, Eddie.
All right. We win.
Well, no, my guy. Woo! I win. My guy was listening to the podcast.
No, you didn't win.
But my guy was listening to the podcast.
Well, that's fine,
Eddie.
But you didn't win the game. I won the game.
Best of. Well,
we won.
He was on the live show, and he was listening to the Best Of podcast.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.